The legislature is funneling more money toward education, with lawmakers and Our Schools Now advocates negotiating the equivalent of a 2.1% increase to the weighted pupil unit. A 2.5% increase to the WPU was already anticipated this session. The addition may infuse enough money into the Park City School District to avoid some of the tax increase needed to cover last year's school-wide salary increases and the several dozen newly created district positions. Business Administrator Todd Hauber keeps close watch on the legislature and hopes to have more specifics in the coming weeks.
We had anticipated that the WPU would grow by 2.5%, so that's as planned, and so all our risk-taking has paid off. The challenge will be with the other 2.1%. That money is part of the negotiations that went on with Our Schools Now, and that money comes in a very particular form. And it also comes to the school district on a one-time basis because the negotiations actually aren't concluded. There's some pieces yet to be worked out through the House Joint Resolution 20, which will bring a referendum to the public this November on the gas tax increase and things like that. So there's still some pieces to be worked out.
He says the additional 2.1% represents about $65 million.
That would bring about $900,000 into the school district. So that's positive for the district, but it's one time until the rest of the negotiations work out. So we'll have to be careful in how we plan that money so that we don't set ourselves up for having to raise taxes as that 65 gets moved into some other arrangement with Our Schools Now.
The 10-cent gas tax resolution will be on November's ballot and would fund $100 million for roads, which currently is coming out of the general fund. If the resolution passes, the added gas tax would free up $100 million in funds to go towards education. Hauber says House Bill 293 is a new equalization bill that will increase the basic levy and take property tax money out of the district.
There's a new piece called the equity pupil unit. So we'll have to levy that here in our area. That will take about $1.5 million out of our community and send it towards equalization. School district won't see any money come back from that particular piece of legislation. And then we have the Our Schools Now arrangement that's putting this what's called a WPU value rate on top of the basic rate. That's where that $1 million comes from. As it gets distributed, I don't think we'll see dollar for dollar, we'll probably get something less than $1 million because it'll be distributed on a WPU basis and not on a tax basis.
Hauber says it looks like almost a $2 million loss for the Park City School District, but it's not funds that have been in the school's coffers.
Probably going to see about $2.5 million leave the community. And then the WPU distribution that's been negotiated for this coming school year, we might see up to $600,000 come back to us.
The legislature updated how teachers can get licensed. Hauber says they need to maintain these alternative pathways because of statewide teacher shortages.
There is definitely a different licensing path that still exists. It's under a new name now, but there is still a path for that. We're still experiencing a teacher crisis. So from the state board's point of view is, well, let's make sure that those who go through that route are able to be qualified as teachers in the classroom, make sure they have classroom management skills. It's great to have subject matter knowledge. You might be coming from private industry and can come in and teach science, but it doesn't mean that you can teach a child.
One primary role of the Board of Education is to make sure the district is in compliance with the state codes, and Hauber will ask the Park City Board of Education to adopt the new codes at Tuesday's meeting. HB 132 lets schools reestablish partnership with the juvenile justice system to work with truancy and chronic absenteeism. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.